My name is Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and I'm recording this message in support of the Alaskans for Integrity ballot initiative. I'm one of three statewide co-chairs for this initiative, and I'm excited to share why this initiative is as good as, and maybe even better than, sliced bread. When I first showed up in the legislature, there were some things that did not make sense to me. Like why there's a culture of lobbyists whining and dining legislators over expensive $25 an entree downtown Juneau restaurants. Why city and borough elected officials are required by state law to adhere to a far more rigorous conflict of interest standard than legislators in Juneau who passed that same law. Why there are legislative trips to far-flung foreign countries for dubious legislative purpose. And especially the infuriating cycle of the Alaska legislature playing chicken with the operating budget and going to the brink of government shutdown year after year, resulting in economic uncertainty, pink slips, and untold stress on families and normal, regular people just trying to live their lives. None of this made sense to me when I showed up to Juneau, and I'm now serving my third term in the House of Representatives. I have a committee chairmanship, and I've gotten to know Juneau pretty well, and none of what I describe makes any more sense to me now than it did when I first showed up 5 years ago. That has motivated me to work to fix what didn't make sense. Let me share with you what this initiative does. It's a grab bag, the initiative equivalent of a Christmas stocking stuffed with goodies and treats. The initiative ends an exemption that allows lobbyists to buy legislators unlimited food and drink. Legislators and lobbyists can talk and eat all they want, but legislators like myself are just as capable of picking up their own tab at the restaurant as everyone else in the world, and is a whole lot cleaner ethically that way. The initiative restricts political contributions from foreign-owned corporations in Alaska's elections. The initiative requires written and public disclosure of legitimate purpose on any legislator's travel to a foreign country to usher in a standard of transparency. The initiative reforms the standard for legislators declaring a conflict of interest. And the biggie is that the initiative includes a no-budget, no-pay provision. In other words, if the legislature fails to pass an operating budget in 121 days, which is the period of time the Alaska Constitution sets forth for the legislature to be in session, and if the legislature is starting to careen towards the precipice of government shutdown, legislators' per diem is cut off until an operating budget gets passed. This is in response to the miserable annual tradition of tens of thousands of Alaskans, including teachers in our own school district, getting pink-slipped every year and contending with untold stress, anxiety, not to mention the huge shockwaves of uncertainty that reverberate through the Alaska economy every June. It's my hope that the no budget, no pay provision will reduce how often this happens, if not put an end to it outright. This initiative is not a silver bullet, but it is an attempt, an honest attempt, to make some much needed, long overdue reforms in Alaska. And it's coming to you, the people of Alaska, to decide whether these reforms make sense and to vote yay or nay. But first, we need your signature. We need you to sign the initiative, and we need to collect 750 signatures an hour in this legislative district before January 10th. Volunteers with books are circulating in both Sitka and Petersburg and maybe other communities to come. And if you want to sign the initiative or you have questions, shoot me an email, Jonathan, jonathan.s.kt@gmail.com. If we can get the signatures in time, you will have the opportunity to vote on this Christmas stocking stuffed full of good government reforms on the 2018 ballot, and that's a present I think we would all like to receive. My name is Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and thank you for taking the time to listen.